Welcome to this Bassline Theory Masterclass for Ableton Live 12, where we're building a dark, rolling brick roll bassline with that 90s jungle, old school D and beat energy. Think gritty, restless, hypnotic, and heavy, but not overcooked. We're going to use resampling as the core workflow, because that's where a lot of the magic lives in this style. The big idea here is simple. Instead of trying to draw the perfect bassline from scratch and leaving it there, we'll create a bass source, play a short musical phrase, record it as audio, and then chop and reshape it into something more alive that gives us movement, texture, and that sampled, slightly unstable feel that fits jungle so well. First, set your tempo to around 165 BPM. That's a solid starting point for this vibe. Now load in a breakbeat. You can use an amen, a think-style break, a funky drummer-type loop, or any broken rhythm that has some character. Don't overpolish it. In fact, a little roughness is welcome here. If the break needs warping, keep it minimal. The goal is to preserve groove and swing, not sterilize it. If you're slicing it, use Slice to New MIDI Track and choose Transient Slicing if you want more control over the hits. Once the break is in place, shape it a little with EQ8. Clean up the very bottom if needed, and gently remove any muddy low-mid buildup if the loop feels boxy. Then add a touch of saturator and a light glue compressor to thicken it up. We're not trying to squash it, just give it some density so it can hold up under the bass. Now for the bass source. This is where we start thinking like jungle producers. The bass is percussion first, harmony second. It should have a drum-like envelope, short and punchy, with just enough pitch information to suggest the key. You can build this with operator or wavetable. If you use operator, start with a sine wave for the body. Then add a second oscillator, like a saw or triangle, at a lower level to bring in some edge. Keep the attack at zero, the decay short, the sustain low, and the release short. That gives you a tight bass pluck with a solid low end. If you want a darker or more aggressive mid-bass character, wavetable is great too. Choose a wavetable with a hollow, nasal, or analog-style tone, and keep the unison restrained so it stays tight and old-school friendly. After the synth, add some shaping. An auto filter can help darken or move the tone. A little saturator adds weight and grime. EQ8 can trim off unnecessary top end if it's getting too modern, and it can also carve space if the break and bass are fighting in the low mids. A lot of the time in this style, character beats polish. Now write a simple bass phrase. Keep it short, maybe one or two bars. Use a minor key or a modal root note center, and don't get too fancy. The groove matters more than the melody. Try a pattern that uses the root, a few nearby notes, and plenty of rests. Short note lengths are your friend here. Think in little hits and gaps, not long sustained lines. In a jungle context, the bass should dance around the break, answer the snare, and leave space for the rhythm to breathe. This is where we get to the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record your MIDI bass phrase as audio. Once it's printed, you've turned a synth line into something you can treat like sampled material. That's a huge advantage. Now you're no longer just performing the bass line, you're editing it like an instrument made of audio chops. Trim the recording so the hits start cleanly, and if needed, line it up lightly with warp. But don't overcorrect it. A little human roughness actually helps. In this genre, slight instability can make the groove feel more alive. Next, chop the resampled bass into playable pieces. You can use Slice to New MIDI Track for a quick drum rack approach, or load the audio into Simpler and switch it to Slice mode for more manual control. This lets you trigger individual bass hits, stabs, and phrases like drum sounds. That's exactly what we want. Bass behaving like part of the rhythm section. Now start programming breakroll energy with those chops. Duplicate short hits, alternate between different slices, and place tiny ghost notes before or after the snare. You can also nudge some hits slightly ahead of or behind the grid to make the groove feel more sampled and less rigid. Velocity is crucial here. Use louder hits for accents, softer hits for ghost notes, and vary them so the line feels human and conversational. A strong jungle bass line often feels like it's talking to the break. At this point, it's time to process the resampled bass. Start with EQ8 to clean up the lowest rumble if necessary, and to tame any muddy buildup in the 200 to 400 Hz range. Then add saturator for weight and bite. If you want a little old-school dirt, try Redux very lightly. Just a touch of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can add grime without destroying the sound. After that, use auto filter for movement and tension, and a compressor or light sidechain if you want the bass to sit more tightly under the drums. Utility is useful too, especially if you want to keep the sub mono while letting the chopped mid layer feel a bit wider. A really important coaching note here, Think in lanes, one lane for true sub, one lane for chopped mid-bass, one lane for texture or FX. If all of that lives in the same space, the mix gets muddy very quickly. Keep the sub clean and centered. Let the resampled chop layer carry the attitude. Now let's build the roll around the bass. This is where the track starts to feel like a proper old school roller. Duplicate the last half bar before a section change. Add extra ghost hits. Create 1/16 to 1/32 fill ups, and use a reverse bass chop or a pickup note to lead into the next downbeat. The goal is not to flood the track with notes. The goal is to create pressure and release. Sometimes the strongest move is removing a note before the snare, because silence can hit harder than another layer. To add atmosphere, bring in some texture. A dark pad, a vinyl crackle, a distant stab, or a horror-style sample can all help frame the bass line. Keep the low end out of these sounds with EQ, and use a short reverb or a subtle echo send so they sit behind the groove instead of washing over it. The atmosphere should support the bass, not compete with it. When you arrange the track, think like a classic DNB tune. Start with a filtered intro and some atmosphere. Tease the bass with a couple of hits. Bring in the full groove, then change something every 8 or 16 bars. Maybe remove a bass phrase, add a fill, or swap one chop for another. The arrangement should feel modular, like the same DNA is being recombined rather than completely rewritten. That's a very old school way of working, and it still hits hard. A good pro tip is to print variations early. Make one clean version of the bass phrase, one dirtier version with more processing, and one with more chops or filter movement. Then use those as arrangement pieces. Also, keep a rough reference loop untouched so you can compare your more processed version against something honest. That helps you hear whether you're improving the groove or just polishing away the vibe. Another important point, check the track quietly. If the break and bass still feel connected at low volume, the rhythm is strong. That's a sign the groove is working, not just the sound design. In this style, the relationship between kick, snare, break, and bass matters more than any single sound on its own. So the full workflow is, build a break foundation, design a simple bass source, write a short rhythmic phrase, resample it, chop it, process it for darkness, and then arrange it with space, variation, and tension. If you want the track to feel authentic, remember this. Dark DNB is not constant movement. It's controlled movement, with pressure, space, and impact. For a practice challenge, try building a two-bar loop at 165 BPM. Use a sliced break, create a bass sound in operator, write a minimal root note phrase, resample it, chop it up again, and then process the loop with EQ, saturation, compression, and utility. Make three versions, one clean, one dirtier, and one more chopped and unstable. Compare them and listen for which one feels most like a real 90s jungle sketch. That's the core of the lesson. Treat the bass like rhythm. Print early, edit like a sampler, and let the gaps do as much work as the notes. That's where the darkness lives.